Keep pace with the leaders of the Donegal International Rally live on Highland Radio in association with Pulse Venue Letterkenny, where tonight, Saturday, it's the excellent Whistling Donkeys and One for the Road.
And it's a very good morning. It's day two of the Dual Donegal International Rally, and after yesterday's action-packed opening day, we are once again set for some thrilling action on the roads of the county, with the battles at the head of the international and national fields extremely tight. Declan Boyle leads the international by just 0.9 of a second, while Ryan Loughran has a 1.2 second lead in the national. The rally on day two moves to the Churchill, Terman, Kilmacrennan, Glen, Remelton, Rathmullen and Port Salon areas, with the crew set to take on 121 competitive kilometres, with the now famous Garton, Glen, Knockalla and Cairn Hill stages to be run twice today. So let's go to the standings as the crews head to day two. At the head of the field, the outright leaders are Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle. The crew from Letcher Mac Award, the winners from 2014, going into day two in their Ford Fiesta WRC, have the slenderest of advantages of just 0.9 of a second from the current Tarmac Championship leaders, Craig Breen and Paul Nagel, who are in an older Fiesta WRC. Nothing in it at the front of the field. And in saying that, there's not much in it between the top three. Sam Moffat was a winner in 2013. He's got James Fulton on board in the WRC Fiesta this time around, and they sit in third position, and they're just 2.5 seconds adrift of the leader, Declan Boyle. So 2.5 seconds separating the top three. It could all change at the end of the opening run around Garton. Ahead of day two, Chris Ashmore has been speaking to the leading drivers, and first of all, Declan Boyle.
A long day. Saturday's a big day. Good to be in a small bit of a lead there. You know, to be chipping around them. These boys anyway, because they're fast. Saturday's a big day. What we want to do now is settle in now, get a stage or two over tomorrow morning again, back into service. That's the plan, to try and do that.
Yeah. Is it every bit as intense as you expected?
It is. Donegal is always flat out from the word go. It's just, today for me was just a one-day rally, the quickest to the end, and that's it.
Yeah. And the car, everything okay?
The car's good, very good. So we've done a couple of small tweaks there. We've had more preload in the back diff there, which affected the front of her. She wasn't turning in right, so we had to take some preload out of the back diff, and hopefully that'll suit her now tomorrow morning. She'll turn in better.
Craig Breen, a good day one. So day two, it's a really big day. So much at stake. What's the game plan?
Obviously, it was a nice day. It took a little bit of time to get settled into the car, but no, it got better and better as the day went on. So obviously, yeah, the plan is to try and get back into the lead of the rally, and hopefully we can do that tomorrow.
Yeah, and the competition out there today and the pace, was it pretty much as you expected?
Yeah, no, it was. It's a high level, it always is. So we're at a little bit of a disadvantage with the power of the car, I guess, compared to Gary and Declan. So, you know, in some of the faster stages we struggled, but, you know, still, you know, the guys are pushing really hard, and I'm sure knowledge of the stages helps a bit, but we're still here.
Yeah. And how much more do you think you'll have to push it tomorrow to be in the lead at the end of day two?
We'll have to definitely squeeze a bit more of it if we can.
Sam, going into day two, you're well positioned. You must be very well pleased.
Yeah, very happy. We're on third in the road. We'll suit well, actually. So, no, very happy with that, and it's going to be a big push tomorrow.
And the pace again tomorrow. We've got the 8 stages. I mean, there's no let up.
No let up. Every second counts now. We had a bit of a misfire this morning, and we lost a bit of time to that, but look at it. It's a long rally, and 2.5 seconds behind, we'd have took it this morning.
So day one, there were plenty of twists and turns. Donna Kelly going out without even getting into the first stage. It just goes to show, expect the unexpected.
Yeah, and like even for us, we're lucky to be here. We had a massive moment on stage three. Massive. Lucky to be here, but we're here, and we'll do a bit of studying tonight and get ready to go tomorrow.
And the conditions, it looks like it's going to be dry again today, so that should suit you?
Oh yeah, the drier the better.
And of course, Sam Moffat finishing that piece from the top three as they head into day two. Outside of that, Callum Devine and Brian Hoy in the Fiesta R5 are leading the R5 category in their fourth overall. 10.6 seconds adrift of Sam Moffat. Devine, of course, had a brilliant day yesterday, leading after the opening two stages. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy ended the day with a puncture. They sit fifth overall. They're 24.5 seconds down on the leaders, Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle. Second in the R5 category is Josh Moffat. Moffat and Kieran Moriarty. They're sixth overall, second in the R5s. They're 43 seconds off the pace of Devine. And a further 12.3 back is the defending champions Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett, seventh overall and third in the R5 class. The rest of the top 15 is made up of Cathal McCourt and Barry McNulty in eighth in their Impreza. Marian Evans and Jonathan Jackson in the I-20 are ninth. Seamus Leonard and Paul McLaughlin in the Focus WRC have had a good steady run this at 10th overall. Alistair Fisher and Gordon Noble lost a lot of time with a puncture yesterday. They're outside the top 10 in 11th, and in the R5 category they're a minute and 23 seconds down on Devine. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Guinea in the Ford Fiesta WRC are 12th. Niall McGuire and James O'Reilly in the Impreza 13th. Another Impreza of PJ McDermott and Niall Burns are 14th, and then Declan McCrory and Stephen O'Hanlon in the Impreza wrap up the top 15. As for some of the class leaders in the international, Eamon Kelly and Conor Mohan in the Fiesta R2 are leading class RC4. Dara Kelly and Niall Healy are leading class RC5 in the Civic, and RC3 has been led by Christopher Boyce and Pascal Dillon. So then we go to the just as competitive and just as exciting national rally, and as they head for day two, there's just 1.2 seconds separating the top two. Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty, the County Tyrone Donegal partnership, are at the head of the field in their Mark II Escort, but the defending champions Ian Barrett and Paul McGee in the Darien T90, well, they're just behind them 1.2 seconds adrift. There has been a titanic tussle so far in the national rally, and Ian Barrett is expecting much of the same today.
Well, Ian, day one very good for you, defending champion in the national. There's going to be some pressure on tomorrow.
We'd be happier going into tomorrow. Wasn't really looking forward to today with the stages, and as seen, they caught out a few people, and wild tricky, just very fast and low levels of grip, and in our car, like, that's not what we really want. We need sort of consistent grip, wet or dry, but just not in between. And it was really gravelly, and the tire was poor, so it was fine. Today we went well, and we're in the hunt, which is absolutely key for tomorrow, and let's wait and see. A big battle again.
Eight stages on the Saturday. I mean, it's so tough, man and machine, endurance.
And you know, the car got a good old use today. Like, you know, she took a few tumps over jumps and stuff like that. I wouldn't have got it last year half as bad. So I'd imagine all the cars have worked hard today. So we'll regroup in the morning and give it another go, you know.
Ian Barrett, who of course is the sponsor of the event with Jewel, but also the defending national champion with Paul McGee. They're 1.2 adrift of Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty. Damien Tourish and Donal Michael Linney are a further 6.9 behind Loughran. They sit third overall in their less powered Mark II Escort, but had a very steady run yesterday. Away from the top three, fourth overall, Jonathan Pringle and Paul Sheridan in the Escort leading class 14. Then it's the Corolla of Kevin Eaves and Chris Melly in fifth. Kevin Gallagher and Jared Callan and the Darien are in sixth position, followed by Damien Gallagher and Mac Walsh, seventh. Mark Alcorn and John O'Donnell in another Escort, eighth. David Bogie and John Roan are looking up the pace today and move up the leaderboard. They sit ninth, with Declan Gallagher and Derek Hina in the first of the Starlets, wrapping up the top 10 in the National. But we do expect some changes there as the action starts. Things very, very close in the National top 10 as well. Outside of that, looking at the top 30, some of the Donegal crews that are still going. Kyle and Dale McGettigan 13th, JF Shelvin and Emmett Brosnan 15th in the Escort, Paul and Carl Reader 16th, Johnny Jordan and Paddy McCrudden are leading class 13 in the Start at 22nd overall. John Boner and Johnny McCafferty are sitting 2nd in class 13 and 24th. Stuart Darcy and JJ Cremin still going in the Mitsubishi. JR McDade and Eamon Doherty are actually 2nd in class 13, with John Boner and John McCafferty 23rd overall. Correction on that. Wesley Patterson and Johnny Baird 27th, Daniel Conaghan and Terence McGee 28th, Liam Doherty and Dermot McGettigan 29th, all in Mark II Escorts. The class leaders in the National Rally, Vincent Collins and Jane Collins, are leading class 12. Christopher Gallagher and Lee Cullen in the Starlet are leaders in class 11. Or class 20 has been led by Michael Carbon and Dara Kelly. Damien O'Reilly and Seamus McTeig lead class 9. Class 11F has been led by Brian Lavelle and Shane Burton. Jim McDowell and Charlotte McDowell lead Class 15. Paddy Walker and Oliver Doherty and the Honda Civic are leading Class 22. And that wraps up the national preview for Day 2. Not forgetting about Mr. Ken Block. He's still in the rally. He did go out on Day 1 yesterday where he beats the Escort in Special Stage 3 in Dewish. And no damage to the car. He just couldn't get it back on the road. And he's going to go this morning under Rally 2 rules. So Ken Block is going to go back into the Donegal Rally and he will be taken to Stage 1 later on this morning. Conditions for rallying, it's going to be dry and it's going to make for some very, very fast action once again. The first stage is Gartan. The first of the cars is due just before at 10 o'clock and there'll be a lot of crews looking to lay down a marker on the opening stage of the big day of the Donegal International Rally. This is Day 2. We've got the big stage of the rally to come as well, Knockalla. That's going to be later in the afternoon. And the big question is, will Declan Boyle and Brian Boyle still be leading the international? And will it be Ryan Loughran and Gareth Doherty at the head of the national field come the end of Day 2? You can, of course, follow all the action right here on Highland Radio across the Northwest and, of course, online as well throughout the day on highlandradio.com.